Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I am grateful to God for the existence of consequences. And I don't say this to sound like I'm being holier than thou, as though I believe myself to be better than other people, because we know, and I'm not the only one, hence I say we. We know that there are many people who love to live their lives as though there are no consequences to their actions. You know, every time, I mean, some people will even go on wild nights knowing that they're going to work the following day. Some people will drive recklessly as if there's no one else with them on the road, as if there are no children, as if there are no mothers and fathers that are providing for homes. So for me personally, I've seen in my life how the existence of consequences to my actions or the lack of action has led to me learning from my lessons, right? Learning how to do things better, how to improve on my life, how to wake up on time in order to arrive on time for meetings. So I'm very grateful to God. You know, one of the deepest prayers that I pray to God is thanking Him for not lowering His statutes or His standards for us, so that we can feel more comfortable. Now, what's unfortunate is that we live in a world where everyone wants to feel accepted and accepted for who they are and as they are. I reject this notion, to be quite honest with you. I reject this idea that God should not call us to be to grow into the fullness of Christ, that Christ is the only perfect one. The rest of us are not, right? The rest of us all are all growing towards one direction. And our only existence and the only thing that we owe each other is to help each other accomplish that. So in the discussion of delayed consequences, I feel like this relates a lot to young people. Young people can treasure this, because those who are already grown, they've already learned this lesson, because they've seen the consequences of the actions that they committed when they were younger, or the lack of action in some instances. You know, like for example, some of us realize that if we had saved when we were in our early 20s, even if it was 100 rands a month, you realize how much you would have today. If you had just been patient, if you had taught yourself the habit of saving, if you had avoided getting into debt, if you had avoided making certain decisions, not eating healthy, if you had avoided doing that, then the version of you that would exist today would be vastly different. There are so many things that young people can do wrong in their youth. So many wrong actions that will lead to consequences that you'll only face later in your life, that we cannot make an exhaustive list here, right? There's no way that we can go through that entire list. There are many common ones. Like, for example, young people are very, very, you know, we lack respect. We have a tendency to believe that we're right all the time. We grow big heads and we think that we've reached a level of knowledge. We confuse knowledge for wisdom. We don't know how to separate the two. We participate in rave parties. We don't eat healthy because your body is just fit and healthy when you're young. With very little effort, you think that it'll always be that way. There's so many things. I mean, even the thing of not managing your finances well, not respecting and honoring your elders, not being considerate of other people, and being selfless and considering other people's needs. There are so many things. But the one thing I want to zoom into is learning to appreciate the fact that everything you do in your youth, the consequences of that you will experience the older you get. And that's a reality you cannot ignore. It's something you cannot escape, right? And the unfortunate thing is, we've had a conversation about the compound effect, which is the idea that everything that you do little by little, even if it's exercising, reading a book, or whatever the case may be, but as long as you do it consistently, it will compound over time. it is more effective to read 3 pages a day of a book than the person who tries to spend an hour reading, I don't know how many pages within a book. That person gives them, the one who reads 3 pages a day, it's very effective throughout the entire year because they are learning and they're programming themselves and coming to the understanding that I need to let the pages I read simmer. Right? I need to let them marinate in my mind. I need to give them time to settle. Right? Instead of me trying to spend an hour or 3 hours reading a book and finishing it today. Because what's unfortunate about that, although few people are able to do that and maintain it, the rest of us, most of us, are incapable of sustaining such a practice. And then the reason I mention that is to say that even with, and especially with negative behavior, right, there are certain things you're doing now. Like, for example, at school, you're not completing your assignments or you're learning to copy other people's assignments and arriving late in class and not wearing your full uniform. This is especially tempting in varsity where there are less people looking over your shoulder, because in varsity teachers, because they're actually lecturers are not trained to follow you. They're not trained to always be on your shoulder and check your homework and all of that. Most of what you do in varsity, you bear the consequences of it. You will bear the consequences of it when you're older, you know. And this is a very, very serious thing. It's a very, very serious thing. You might not, and you definitely don't realize the seriousness of some of the things that you are doing. Some of them you're not doing. You don't realize the consequences of those actions, how severe they will be the older you get. You know, I would use myself as an example. I never thought there would come a time where I run up a flight of stairs and I struggle to catch my breath. And I'm not even a chunky person, right? I'm not a chubby or fat person. I think I definitely at this point I have a dad bod. I'd call this a dad bod. But if you saw me in the street, you'd take a while before you notice that I have a pot belly, unless I'm dressed in a particular way. And I say that to make this point. I never took the idea of exercising consistently very seriously, and now it's showing, right? And soon I'm going to have to start running after my kids and, you know, having enough energy to stay up with them and play with them. And that's going to have consequences. And this is the thing that you need to realize and that you need to allow to settle within you, that there are things that you, the way that you're living your life right now is definitely going to have dire consequences the older you get. And if you live your life right, you will definitely look back and thank your younger self for making the right decisions. And this is actually such a big one, right? The idea that the older you get, the more you have to look back and thank your younger self. Oh my goodness, that's a powerful one. This is something that we don't often think about, right? The fact that your older self will get the privilege of being able to look back and thank your younger self. But unfortunately, your younger self is not as wise as your older self. Your younger self doesn't realize that the things that they're doing are going to impact the life of the person who you will become in 5 to 10 years, right? I'm only in my early 30s. I'm 33 this year, so I'm not even that old. I'm still considered youth in South Africa. I'm still part of youth. So for me to be saying all of this, to now have already started realizing that, I mean, you realize that 30 is only 5 years away from 25, and 25 is only 5 years away from 20, right? And 20 is only 5 years away from 15. When you start thinking in that way, that when you're 15, you are only 5 years away from 20. When you're 20, you're just 5 years away from 25. You realize that it really isn't a leap, that it is important for you to think in a way of, if I live my life this way today, how will it impact me tomorrow, right? How will it impact me 5 years from now? Like, think about the fact that if you were to take 100 rands every month and put it in a savings account, I mean, by the end, starting in January, by the end of the year, you have 1,200 rand. And if you took that money and put it in the stock market, right, and considering that there's an 8% generally, an 8% growth in the market, and considering that in the market you could save anywhere in the world, you could make you could be in the hundreds of thousands by in 5 years' time. This is so frustrating to think about the day that it finally hits you. But you know what? I want to make it clear that in saying this, I'm not trying to take away from you your youth. I'm not trying to take away from you your ability to enjoy yourself now and make the most of your youth. I remember when I was younger, we used to play a lot of soccer. We used to run around wild. We used to run in the wild fields. The one thing I never did much was eat healthy, but I definitely got a lot of exercise. And it paid off. If you look at me throughout my varsity, I was very tiny. In fact, I was over tiny. But it paid off because I enjoyed my childhood. Right. And but there are other things that I wish I had done in hindsight. There are other things that I wish I had done. And it's important for you in your youth and when you're younger to, and even now, I'm still very young. It's important for me to realize that every decision I make today will impact the given that will exist in the next 5 to 10 years. And I need to be kind to that given. I need to make sacrifices for that given. And that ultimately, that given will be a version of me that will be there for my daughter, that will be there for my wife, that will be there for my family, that will even be there for my friends, right? And I'm really thinking a lot about that. And I hope it's something that you're realizing yourself. And as we've been mentioning throughout this discussion of, you know, just looking through the dynamics of consequences, that you need to start removing and distancing yourself from people who refuse to allow you to face the consequences of your actions. The people that shield you from facing consequences, it's either you need to remove them, or what's even better, what you need to do is sit them down. If it's your mom, if it's your dad, if it's your aunt, if it's your uncle, sit them down and say, look, I did something wrong and I think you should allow me to face the consequences of this action. Don't bail me out. I know you love me and I'm grateful for it, but I want to learn. I want to learn what consequences look like because I think it's good for me, right? And if my daughter grew up to do that, my goodness, wow. I would be so, so proud. I would be so, so proud. So think about that and think about what kind of a person you will be in the next coming years. And what do you want to give as a gift to your future self?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.